It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The fallout from Saturday's white supremacy rally and counter-protest in Charlottesville and the president's reaction to it continues. On Wednesday, 2 days after executives began resigning from the president's American Manufacturing Council, and a few hours after the Strategic and Policy Forum in a conference call decided to disband on its own, Trump took to Twitter to take credit for dissolving both panels. In Charlottesville Wednesday night, students and residents gathered peacefully at the University of Virginia campus in a vigil carrying candles and glow sticks, singing songs including God Bless America and We Shall Overcome. Although a number of Republican members of Congress tweeted out their disgust and decried racism, neo-Nazis, and the KKK, cable news couldn't find any of them willing to go on the air to defend Trump's statements or even talk about the issue.
How on earth is the party going to confront this crisis if it's unwilling to stand up against the person who arguably instigated it? We invited every single Republican senator on this program tonight, all 52. We asked roughly a dozen House Republicans, including a bunch of committee chairs, and we asked roughly a half dozen former Republican elected officials, and none of them agreed to discuss this issue with us today.
This important note to our viewers, we did reach out to Republican leaders throughout the day. They all, at least for now, they refused to join us, but the invitation is clearly still very much open.
Our booking team, and they're good, reached out to Republicans of all stripes across the country today. Let's be honest, Republicans often don't really mind coming on Fox News Channel. We couldn't get anyone to come and defend him here because we thought, in balance, someone should do that. We worked very hard at it throughout the day, and we were unsuccessful.
Heather Heyer, the 32-year-old activist who was killed while protesting the white supremacist on Saturday, was laid to rest Wednesday after an emotional memorial. Her mother, Susan Breaux, urged the mourners to figure out a way to make the world a better place.
Here's the message. Although Heather was a caring and compassionate person, so are a lot of you. A lot of you go that extra mile. And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her. So here's what I want to happen. You ask me, what can I do? So many caring people, pages of stuff I'm going through. I'm reading pages of pages, how she's touching the world. I want this to spread. I don't want this to die. This is just the beginning of Heather's legacy. This is not the end of Heather's legacy. You need to find in your heart that small spark of accountability. What is there that I can do to make the world a better place? What injustice do I see? Find what's wrong. Don't ignore it. Don't look the other way. You make a point to look at it and say to yourself, what can I do to make a difference? And that's how you're going to make my child's death worthwhile. I'd rather have my child, but by golly, if I got to give her up, we're going to make it count.
The Vice News documentary that went inside the groups that invaded Charlottesville has amassed more than 25 million views on YouTube. In our last What's News episode, we played some audio from Chris Cantwell, one of the instigators, bragging about being willing to kill people, quote, if we have to.
And whatever you think of my opinions, that's going to be something that puts you in danger.
Yeah, and that is because this city is run by Jewish communists and criminal niggers. That's exactly what it is.
So
and
you're the true, by you're the true nonviolent protesters.
I'm not even saying we're nonviolent. I'm saying that fucking we didn't aggress. We did not initiate force against anybody. We're not nonviolent. We'll fucking kill these people if we have to.
On Wednesday, Cantwell took to Facebook Live singing a different song, sniveling and crying after hearing there was an arrest warrant out for him.
I honestly believe that I've been law-abiding and I've been engaged in violence. I have. There's no question about it. And I've done nothing to hide that. But it was done in defense of myself and others. And I would not have done it for any other reason. If I was a violent guy, you would have heard about it by now. Everybody in their mother wants to fucking ruin my life, okay? And if I wanted violence, it's not a difficult thing for a guy like me to find, okay?
Trump's chief strategist Steve Bannon called Robert Kuttner of the liberal magazine American Prospect, according to Bannon, to talk about Kuttner's recent column on China. The former publisher of Breitbart's so-called news never asked for his comments to be off the record. Of the white supremacists who've dominated the news this week, Bannon said, quote, "It's a fringe element. I think the media plays it up too much, and we've got to help crush it, you know, help crush it more. These guys are a collection of clowns," he added. He continued, "The Democrats, the longer they talk about identity politics, I got them. I want them to talk about racism every day. If the left is focused on race and identity and we go with economic nationalism, we can crush the Democrats." Meanwhile, the white supremacist crowd has demonstrations scheduled for 9 cities next weekend. I got the news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener-funded, and every contribution helps. Please visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.